In the headlines, police arrest and charge two men in connection with the robbery of two armed guards at the Royal Bank of Canada on Sunday, May 11th. Government address some technical issues with the solidarity allowance, but report that just under 150,000 Barbadians have received the payment. Minister Chad Blackman takes his seat in the lower house for the first time as Parliament resumes, with Prime Minister Mia Motley opening the floor. Commuters express their frustration with bus problems up north. And in China, five people are dead and six are missing after a huge blast rocks a Chinese chemical plant. This is the latest, the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Two men are awaiting committal in the District A Magistrates Court, charged with armed robbery and theft in connection with the brazen Sunday morning incident on May 11th outside the Royal Bank of Canada. Swift action by police over the last 24 hours saw them making arrests in a practical operation, followed by charges this afternoon. The names of the men and their ages will be released to the public after committal. It was on Sunday, May 11th, that the armed suspects made off with a substantial sum of money and a firearm during the heist, which occurred around 9:30 in the morning. Meantime, the police service and the organized crime unit have also arrested and formally charged Mario Brett Griffith, age 32, of Cahill Drive, St. Lucie, for the offenses of possession of cannabis, trafficking in cannabis, intent to supply cannabis, and assaulting a police officer and resisting arrest. He is expected to appear in the Holtown Magistrates Court this afternoon. The chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael, says some roads in the north of the island are in a poor state, and as a result, some PSV operators have been reluctant and even refused to drive their vehicles there. His comments follow some frustrated commuters who express frustration with a timely bus service in the north. Mr. Raphael says PSVs and buses are not fully to blame, since the poor state of the roads have been a persistent problem.
We have called the relevant ministries, those who are responsible, and we told them this over 2 to 3 weeks ago. I have fallen on deaf ears. But I want to say clearly, as operators, we try our best to provide public transport for those persons in the north, the south, the east, and the west. But sometimes some roads, particularly recently, they have a lot of rain, and we find that some roads needed repair. So I want to urge and appeal to the Ministry of Transport and Work. But particularly one that concerns us is Crab Hill. And we want something done to Crab Hill. And I'm saying, if that matter is not dealt with between now and next week, we are going to take action.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. Well, following complaints of long lines at post offices and delays in receiving the $300 solidarity allowance, government is urging Barbadians to urgently update their information. Speaking at a media conference this morning, Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan, disclosed that 149,823 persons have been paid so far, with a total of $44.6 million disbursed to date. Minister Strachan acknowledged some technical issues, but stressed that Barbadians who have not yet received their payments must ensure their information is up to date.
We regret that obviously we've seen long lines at some of the post offices. But regrettably, when people first started working and they would have provided the NAS with their address at the time, of course, as we are doing this exercise right now, we needed to ensure that we had up-to-date information in order to pay people. Because what we did not want was NAS sending out checks, it goes to the wrong address, and then the time passes, and then people are dissatisfied with not actually receiving the payments.
Minister Strachan stressed that it is government's intention to pay the entire population of Barbados, but the process will soon come to an end.
I want to reiterate that this process is due to come to an end in relation to this registration process officially by June 30th. But we really would like that by June 30th, that we've paid everybody. And therefore, in order for that to happen, we would love people to be able to come forward, update the information, provide the necessary information that allows us to pay you, and therefore let us get through the next few days, maybe week or two.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, in the Lunchtime Edition. Minister Chad Blackman received a warm welcome, and an enthusiastic one as well, on his first day in Parliament as the new representative for St. James North. The 42-year-old Minister of Educational Transformation was greeted by students from his alma mater, Shirley Chisholm Primary School, St. Albans Primary, Gordon Greenwich Primary, as well as the Foundation School, family and friends, as he took his seat in the lower house. Minister Blackman, who secured a decisive by-election victory last Wednesday, shared his vision for the Ministry of Educational Transformation in an interview with Starcom Network News.
Well, very robust, of course, as the name suggests, transformation. We have a system where we've inherited largely one that reflects a lot of British ideas, not saying that they're bad, not at all, but it has to now reflect the interests of Barbadians, the vibrancy of Barbadians, our ideologies, and to help us to reposition ourselves as a country to be able to land firmly into this 21st century reality. How do we now ensure that the average Barbadian, when they come through our school system, they're confident, they're competitive, they're multilingual, they can think on their feet, they can create global solutions anchored by what they've been taught and learned at school.
Minister of Educational Transformation Chad Blackman. Prime Minister Mia Motley officially welcomed Mr. Blackman to the chamber, expressing confidence in his contributions to Parliament and education.
I look forward to the contributions in terms of his participation in debates and the moving of resolutions, but equally to the overall contribution that the Honourable Member will make to the children of this country, to the future of education, and by extension, that we look forward to his leading the most comprehensive educational transformation that this country will see. So, Mr. Speaker, with those few words, I say simply that I trust and pray that he will add to the social, economic, and national progress of this nation, but more so to the quality of lives of individual Bajans.
Prime Minister Mia Motley. Meantime, opposition leader Ralph Thorne, also speaking on the floor of Parliament, reminded the representative that he is indeed one there for the St. James North persons and for the voice of Parliament.
It is my duty to welcome the new representative and to remind him that while many voted for him and not as many voted against him, and as the Honourable Prime Minister may have suggested, some who did not vote at all. And so if there are three categories within that list, I'm absolutely certain that the new representative knows that his is the voice for all of those persons, that there is no greater honour than to be called upon to represent other persons and to be their voice. That is what you are. And somewhere I read that unless the voice of suffering is heard, the truth is never entirely told. And I want to feel that the new representative will abide by that principle.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. Well, finally, at least five people have died and six more people are missing after a large explosion rocked a chemical plant in eastern China. Authorities say the blast spewed a towering plume of gray and orange smoke into the sky, damaged windows in nearby buildings, and prompted a rescue operation. A further 19 people suffered minor injuries. Our top stories. Police arrest and charge two men in connection with the robbery of two armed guards at the Royal Bank of Canada on Sunday, May 11th. Government address some technical issues with the Solidarity Allowance, but report that just under 150,000 Barbadians have received payment. Minister Chad Blackman takes his seat in the lower house for the first time as Parliament resumes. Commuters expressing their frustration with bus problems up north. And in China, five people are dead and six missing after a huge blast rocks a Chinese chemical plant. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on StarcomNetwork.net. WhatsApp ADME to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.